Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Have you ever felt like, like you're living a double life, juggling all these expectations with your like deepest desires?
Yeah.
That's exactly what Forbidden Desire is all about. It's this romance novel, but it really goes deep into like love and family and finding yourself.
Right.
And it all starts with this super intense encounter at an art gallery, right?
Yeah.
You've got Jasmine, who's so witty and sharp, and then there's Eric, who's more reserved, but you can tell he's totally intrigued by her. What stood out to you about their first meeting?
Well, definitely the contrast in their personalities, right? I mean, you see Jasmine, who's so at ease in this world of like appearances, but then she also has this surprising knowledge about art, which is really cool. It kind of challenges how we think about esports, you know? And then you've got Eric, who seems like your typical like detached billionaire at first, but his passion for art kind of hints that there's more to him than meets the eye.
Totally. It makes you wonder what's going on beneath that polished surface.
And speaking of defying expectations, their relationship takes a turn when Eric suggests this professional contract, but with a consent clause.
Interesting.
I mean, you don't see that every day in these kinds of stories. What do you think the author's trying to say with that detail?
It's a really smart move, I think. It immediately sets Eric apart from like the stereotypical client, and it really shows his respect for Jasmine's her autonomy and choices. It suggests that he sees her as a person, not just an object, which is important. But for the reader, it raises questions about his motivations. Is this really genuine, or is there something more going on?
Yeah, that's a great point. It definitely makes you question those initial assumptions we might have about both characters. And things get even more interesting when Eric asks Jasmine to meet his parents who are dealing with dementia. This is where we see Eric's perfectly constructed world starting to fall apart.
Oh, wow.
It's such a heartbreaking situation. You see Eric struggling with this like internal conflict between his love for his parents and the shame he feels about their condition.
Yeah.
That really humanizes him in a way we haven't seen before.
It does. It makes you think, like, haven't we all felt that pressure to hide our vulnerabilities, especially when they don't fit the image we're trying to project?
Absolutely. And what's even more striking is how Jasmine responds. Instead of like backing away, she steps up to support Eric. She shows genuine compassion and is willing to be there for him, you know? It's a turning point in their relationship, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. It takes their connection way beyond just the transactional and really lays the foundation for something much deeper. And it speaks to the power of empathy, right? Being able to see past someone's facade and connect with their pain.
Exactly. It's this powerful reminder that we all crave that kind of connection, someone who can see us for who we truly are, flaws and all. And it's in those moments of vulnerability that real intimacy can grow.
So well said. And their trip to New York to visit Eric's parents is where we really see that intimacy developing. Those small moments, like when they share a pizza dinner in their hotel room or wake up cuddled together, they reveal this growing closeness that neither of them expected.
Right.
Yeah.
It's interesting how the author uses these like everyday moments to highlight the shift in their dynamic. They're letting their guard down, allowing themselves to be vulnerable with each other, and that vulnerability is the key to unlocking a deeper connection.
And just when you think they're finally finding solid ground, bam, betrayal. Sensitive information about Eric's parents gets leaked to some gossip site, and he's completely convinced that Jasmine is the one who did it.
Oh, no.
The pain and anger he feels, the shattering of trust after being so vulnerable, it's palpable. What did you think about Eric's reaction in that moment?
It's raw, and it makes sense given everything that's happened. This leak feels like a total violation of his family's privacy, and it triggers all his deepest fears, like that the world will judge him and his parents, you know? It reminds us that even the most powerful people have insecurities and vulnerabilities. And for Jasmine, it's just devastating. She's like frantically trying to prove she didn't do it, and we see her own investigation into her parents' death kind of unfolding alongside Eric's search for the source of the leak. What did you think about that, like the parallel storytelling?
I thought it was so clever. It really emphasizes how both characters are wrestling with their own past traumas, all while dealing with this current mess. Jasmine's search for the truth about her parents mirrors Eric's need to find out who leaked that information. They're both looking for answers, seeking justice in a way.
Exactly. And it's through these individual journeys that we see their characters really grow, you know? Jasmine's investigation forces her to face some hard truths about her past, making her deal with all these complicated emotions like grief and anger, even forgiveness. It's a powerful journey of self-discovery.
It is. And it all leads to this incredibly moving scene where she chooses forgiveness over revenge. It would have been so easy to just, you know, go down the path of anger and getting even. But instead, she chooses peace and understanding, which I found really inspiring.
It speaks to the idea of redemption that runs throughout the whole book, right? Even when faced with so much pain, we still have the power to choose healing and growth.
So true. And at the same time, Eric's own investigation leads him to the real culprit behind the leak, this guy named James, a former client of Jasmine's and a business rival of Eric's. Like the classic jealous ex-boyfriend, right?
Huh, yeah, kind of. But it goes deeper than that, I think. James represents that dark side of ambition and greed. He's willing to do whatever it takes, manipulate and use people just to get what he wants. And his actions totally backfire, exposing who he really is.
Yeah. And that scene where Eric confronts James, intense. You see this protective side of Eric come out, this fierce determination to defend Jasmine and clear her name. It's like he's finally letting go of that reserved exterior and embracing his true emotions.
It's satisfying for the reader because we see Eric finally taking a stand, not just for Jasmine, but for himself too. He's not hiding behind his wealth or status anymore. He's fighting for what he believes in, and that's so powerful.
Yes. And then, of course, we get to that reunion between Eric and Jasmine. The relief, the joy, the renewed trust, you can just feel it.
Their reconciliation is so well written. It's not just a quick, I'm sorry, let's move on kind of thing. It's a whole process. They both acknowledge the hurt that was caused. They open up about their vulnerabilities and they choose to rebuild that trust, like piece by piece. It feels real and earned.
I totally agree. And it reinforces this idea that real love isn't about being perfect. It's about facing those tough times together, learning from mistakes, and choosing to love each other, even when it's hard.
That's a beautiful way to put it. And it speaks to the bigger message of the book that even when there's betrayal and heartbreak, there's still room for healing and forgiveness.
You know, one of the things I love most about Forbidden Desires is how it challenges how we see people. Jasmine breaks those stereotypes often associated with her job, and Eric breaks free from those expectations that come with being a billionaire. They both find the courage to be their true selves, and that's what ultimately allows them to find real love.
Absolutely. It reminds us that we shouldn't judge a book by its cover. You know, everyone has a story, and sometimes the most unexpected connections can lead to the most meaningful love and acceptance.
So what was the most powerful part of Forbidden Desires for you?
You know, for me, it's how the book explores vulnerability. Both Jasmine and Eric have built up these walls, hiding who they really are.
Yeah.
And it's only when they allow themselves to be vulnerable, to really open up to each other, that their relationship truly takes off. It's a powerful reminder that real connection needs authenticity, you know, the courage to let someone see our imperfections.
That's such an important point. We're often so scared to show our true selves, worried about being judged or rejected. But this book shows that being vulnerable can actually be a strength. And it's often in those moments of shared vulnerability that the strongest bonds are formed. What about you, dear listener? What moments or themes in Forbidden Desires spoke to you? What assumptions did this story challenge for you? Share your thoughts in the comments. We'd love to hear from you.
And speaking of challenging assumptions, Forbidden Desires really tackles societal expectations head on. Jasmine challenges those stigmas around her profession, while Eric confronts the pressure to conform to his family's legacy. Their journey encourages us to question those preconceived notions we have about people and to look beyond what's on the surface.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that everyone has a story. And often, the people we think we've all figured out are the ones with the most complex and interesting inner lives.
It's so true. The book really makes us think about approaching each other with curiosity and empathy, recognizing that we all carry our own baggage and are navigating our own paths.
I think that's such a beautiful message. Forbidden Desires reminds us that love can bloom in the most unexpected places, and that true connection goes beyond societal boundaries and preconceived notions. So if you're looking for a romance that goes deeper, makes you think and feel, I highly recommend checking out Forbidden Desires.
I completely agree. It's a story that stays with you long after you finish it. And who knows, it might even inspire you to embrace your own vulnerabilities and seek out those genuine connections that make life so meaningful.
Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into Forbidden Desires. We love exploring these thought-provoking stories with you. Be sure to share your thoughts and favorite moments in the comments. And subscribe to The Deep Dive so you don't miss our next episode. Until then, keep diving deep and keep those conversations going.